Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I said, don't put that in.
No way. Why not?
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Our Highlight Show mix number.
I want to say 88.
88, I believe so. Welcome to the Highlight Show. This mix is brought to you by
Sunbeam.
A new sponsor.
What? Are you kidding me?
Sunbeams. Man, Sunbeams. So what is Sunbeams? Well, visit Sunbeams Lifestyles flagship store on Shopee Mall.
Mm. Yeah, and we're going to talk about it later on, all the stuff that you can buy.
Yeah,
really cool.
But you can click the link in the podcast description for this mix and use our special voucher, which is already listed there.
Yes.
And you can get a special 10% discount with a minimum purchase of 1,000 pesos. Welcome to the Halali Show.
What's up, everybody? I'm Rika.
And I'm JC. And what is this show about?
JC almost shat.
What?
In a trash can.
Really? You like
I'm
that,
saying,
huh?
You I'm like... just saying. I just have to. Every time you introduce yourself... You have to say that. And change your Twitter bio, Instagram bio.
So many people enjoyed that lechica from
last
week.
Well, it's because a lot, you know, not a lot, but everybody poops.
Yeah, I used to believe that pretty girls didn't.
No. Are you freaking kidding me?
I just like to, I don't like to imagine it. But yeah, one of those, like, yo.
I mean, hello, no, when a feeling girl, yung iniimagine ng girls na nagpo-poop yung lalaki. Of course not.
Sometimes when, you know, if I have a girl over, for example, she go to the bathroom. What are you laughing at? What the fuck? I can't have a girl over, Rika G. What?
I always drown in coffee. Yeah.
Anyway, so when why are you laughing? Is it so hard to imagine a girl coming to my
head? No, it's because I'm imagining the story after.
No, it's not a story.
Okay, go.
No, I'm just saying when there's no story. I'm just saying when they go into the bathroom and they take a while in there. I'm like, oh, they're probably doing something else, you know.
Would you rather instead of just pooping, they're shaving their armpits with your shaver?
You know what? I'm indifferent, and it doesn't. Mm. No, there's a few, and then after I go in, Eeks, like when they're done, there's two things that I hope I don't experience.
One is the smell. Okay.
And two is the is if there's any particles,
skid marks
or anything. Nothing. Not that there's nothing wrong with. There's nothing wrong. Okay, I just want to say that there's nothing wrong if your poop stinks. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to associate it with you. That sounds so fucked up. No, because one time. I think I told this story before.
Okay.
It was in the States, and my.
I'm not gonna drink anything with this friend.
No, my cousins. Right. Oh no, my auntie and uncle. They have like a church group or whatever, and then they have a youth. They're the kids of. What are you laughing at? We haven't even started the podcast.
Okay, tapos.
Okay, so the kids. There's like a kids youth group. So my cousin. Wait. Anyway, I feel like I've shared this story before on the podcast. Okay. Anyway, so one of the kids. One of the kids group. Listen to me.
Stop laughing. I am listening.
Okay.
Look so at their face.
There is one girl there, so pretty, Rika.
Okay.
As in, she like eventually she did like she ran for pageants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we only had one bathroom. Wow. There's the master bathroom and then like the bathroom, the shared bathroom
for
the cousin.
Anyway,
okay, she was in there. I didn't know she was in there. I went to go. I was like, oh, God, I gotta piss, bro. So I went to the bathroom and she comes out and she's like, hey, and I'm like, hey. I walk in there, I was like, hey. You know that your eyes start watering, bro. I was like, and then years later, and little did I know that, because I shared this story with my cousins, I think my cousin told her about it.
No.
And I remember my cousin screenshotted something. It's like, yeah, can you? Because she needed that girl needed yeah. some advice about moving here or mm-hmm. something like that. And she sent me a screenshot. She's like, my cousin Mia is like, mm-hmm. Mia, can you ask your cousin if I could ask him some questions? Mm-hmm. He might remember me. I'm the one who stink up your bathroom.
She said that?
She said that, bro.
How'd she know?
I'll try to find the message.
How'd she know?
That's what I'm saying. I think my cousin ratted me out.
The same cousin. Mia. Okay.
Bitch. Anyway, welcome to the Han Han Show.
Five minutes of shit talk.
Sponsored by Sunbeams.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if it's your first time here, we... Welcome to the show, bro. What do we talk about? We don't always
talk about it. We don't.
Can you tell them about the structure?
Okay, so like what JC, you know, did, okay. we talk about our lives for the first part, which is where you been. And then after that, we have our TTs. What are our TTs for
today? We have a few TTs today. The NBA, some big news in the NBA. We're talking about who made the NBA finals. If you haven't kept up, mm-hmm. we'll tease you on that. But if you already know, you know.
Milwaukee Pacers.
No. we're also talking about some kind of funny-ish news.
Okay.
Something about condoms being sold.
Oh, you know what we should put in there? Okay. The Argentinian thing.
Yeah. So we're going to have like a little funky news. So condoms being sold in a certain condition. And an Argentine lawmaker who did something half-used on video.
Can you say that a condom is half-used?
We'll talk about that later. driver's license for e-scooters is another thing we're going to talk about. And then the last thing, Rika's obsession. Well, we've talked about them before. But Rika, I think, has really... fully committed.
BTS.
Tiny Desk. They did something huge. They always break records, so it's not a surprise anymore. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about a record that they broke. Something online.
You know what? Okay, so we're gonna talk about it later on. Anyway,
and the timestamps for that are also in the mix description, mm-hmm. along with our link to Sunbeams.
Yes, please.
And the code to Sunbeams.
Okay, let's make a song.
Sunbeams,
where you can click the link in our description box. Sunbeams, you can buy whatever you like
as long as it's in the home goods section.
And you use our link code.
Okay, where you been, Rika G? Let's start with where you been.
Okay, so,
you have stuff?
I do have stuff.
Go.
Okay, so I've been watching a lot of new shows. I downloaded Prime Video.
Yeah.
I started watching Fleabag.
Dude, can you tell me about that now? Is it good?
It's dark. You know that feeling when you watch Skins? Do you know Skins?
I watched the British one.
Not the American British one. Exactly, the British one. That's the feeling. It's like everything is just fucked in a funny way.
Oh.
Because it can get that fucked up. It is a comedy.
Okay.
And then I like that the main star breaks the fourth wall where they talk to the camera and shit.
Did I watch it? Oh, I know a movie later. I'll talk about it.
So that's really nice. And then I also started watching Ratched. There we go.
Oh, on Netflix.
On Netflix this time.
Sarah Paulson.
Yes. The only reason why I bought Prime Video is because I don't pay for my Netflix.
Who do you use? I use Lexi's.
Does she even know?
She knows. Okay. I have her password. You want it?
No. No, my sister gave us an account for four people.
You know who uses Lexi's account? Ooh. Steffi.
Okay.
Man. Her dad.
How?
And I think...
Man's dad?
Yeah, and then Gio used to use it too. Man. No. Lexi's dad. No, and
I
know what they're watching too, because sometimes I want to watch something and they'll say your device is connected. Right. Everyone is watching fucking Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy is the best.
One time I clicked it and it was Steffi, Lexi, and I think Lexi's dad were all watching Grey's Anatomy.
I can't describe how much I love Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I'm not obsessed anymore. It's like I feel like they're my real friends. Yeah. Yun na yung feeling ko. That's how much I watched it. And
All those people used to work with us, by the way. Well, except for Man, she still works here.
Yes.
Look at my messages to Steffi. I said, wait. Let me know when you're done. I'm like, Steffi, can I watch Netflix, please? Are you paying for this?
Me neither. Excuse me. So, yeah, I tried to watch. Yeah, I'm still watching Ratched. And then.
What is that about? It's a nurse.
Yes,
right?
But it's a. Like, the setting is a mental hospital in the 40s where they're trying to cure, like, some sort of, like, homosexuality shit.
Is there a supernatural thing to it?
I'm like American not Horror yet Story? There, but I don't know. I don't know. Not yet. As far as I know, there's nothing okay. supernatural.
It's just a drama.
Yeah, it's a okay. drama where they perform like lobotomies and shit. Ooh. It's not a spoiler because it's in the trailer. Yeah. So yeah.
Lobotomies
what else?
Are crazy, huh? Like that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like they drill a hole in your head yeah. and then you don't remember.
I feel like they still do it. Know. Like, pero mas magandang with technology and shit, yeah. not like with a drill.
More humane. Lobotomies.
More humane. True. Not through your eyes, I think. Yeah. Right.
I guess they okay. have like a anyway.
So that's what I watched. I tried to watch Uncle Drew last night. It was pretty funny.
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah. I didn't know that they use real basketball players.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd they have the time with training and like it's at the NBA and shit?
I would. It's an entertaining movie.
It's
I'd
an
say.
Entertaining movie. And the comedians are like, they're pretty funny. Hmm. It's the guy from Get Out.
Yeah. The
TSA
friend,
guy.
The friend, yeah. Hannibal, is it Hannibal Buress? No. I forgot his name. Anyway.
Yeah, so I tried to watch that yesterday. And then I've been watching BTS stuff all weekend. Just all weekend. I downloaded V Live. And it's been an amazing ride. It's V-Live. Amazing. I watched their, how do you say that? Lottie? Lottie?
I don't know.
Lottie.
I have no idea. Lottie. L-O-T-T-E?
Yes.
Lotte, maybe?
Lotte.
Maybe.
Anyway. It's their 40th anniversary concert.
It's a brand, right?
Lotte. Yes, Judy
it's,
Free.
It's the in Japan the, you know the picture where the sign yeah, with the guy.
I guess
the,
so.
His arms are raised. Mm. Everyone takes a picture there.
Yeah, I did
That's
not.
That's a brand.
I've been there twice. I forgot. So yeah, they had their 40th anniversary concert and BTS performed there. So I had to watch it, obviously. And then I've been watching a lot of content. I'm so happy that when you decide to become a fan, you can just take in all of the stuff.
Everything.
It's everywhere. It's not like...
That's a YouTube.
Diba? It's not like, yung kunwari, fan ka ng isang underground group. It's so hard to get videos and shit. This one, it's just everywhere. And I love it. I love it.
So BTS, what was before BTS? What was the most recent rabbit hole you went down?
Man, I don't know.
I have so many.
Probably like... the Pinoy hip hop scene.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Remember? And I mean, I'm still a fan and I love that. But yeah, this is just amazing. So that happened. Again, shout out to Star Marjorie. For, you know, guiding me with all where to watch and how to watch and where all the links and stuff. I love you, RM. That's just what I'm gonna end with that. No, just kidding. And then so we just had like our usual running days routine where I run with my friends. And then Sunday morning I ran at 6:30 a.m. And then after that we had a pour over session. Just the three of us in my condo. So they brought all their coffees from different parts of the world and shit. And then we had a pour over session. We had breakfast. It was really nice. It was pretty chill. We started at 8 p.m. We ended at 3 p.m. We were just talking about coffee, talking about life and coffee and more coffee. And yeah, because they brought different beans. And it's nice when you do a pour over session because we used a Hario V60. And then, you know, because these are beans that, let's say, it was just roasted a couple of days ago or a week ago or a month ago, and we discussed, like, you know, the notes and the tastes that we like. And it's fun because it's not serious. It's not what you're thinking na parang, oh, they know so much about coffee. Minsan parang, what do you taste? Let me look at the list of notes, and then we're gonna be like, no, don't look at it. Let's
like
guess. Yeah. We make it, you know, like a game. So it's fun. So shout out to Jelai, who works in Yardstick, and Abs, who works in Husay. So these are coffee shops in Manila that you can visit. You guys should definitely support these coffee shops. And there are a lot more.
True.
There are a lot more. and then after that, yeah, that's it.
Does it? Finn?
Yeah, I was with Mick, and then that's it.
Nice.
Finn.
Hey, speaking of breaking the fourth wall, I watched the movie Enola Holmes.
Oh, is that a movie? Yeah. I thought it was a...
In the series?
Series.
No, it's a movie. Starring Millie Bobby Brown. Mm-hmm.
They say a lot of people are crushing on the guy, on the young guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The kid guy, the love interest in this case. Yeah, he's hot, bro.
Of Millie Bobby Brown. You think they're going to get
together? I don't think so. He's really hot, man. Mm. I looked him up. I forgot his name. He's got like a million followers. I don't know if he was big before, but now he is. It's the story is about the younger sister of Sherlock Holmes and Mycroft Holmes, and she tries to find their missing mother. That's the premise. It's
ooh,
good.
Ooh, I kind of want to watch it.
It's good, dude. It's really good. It's a family movie, too. It's not heavy.
Yeah.
And Millie Bobby Brown's really good. Henry Cavill is in it.
I know.
He plays Sherlock. The guy from You Before Me, Me Before You, whatever his name is, plays Mycroft, the other brother.
Claflin.
Yeah, Sam Claflin.
Claflin. Bloody hell.
Samuel. Samantha. No.
Okay.
He's, yeah.
Starting.
He's good. It is a good movie. Really fun. Okay. It was actually kind of long. It was 2 hours. Mm. 2 hours long. Great, great fun movie. I enjoyed it.
I watched the concert of BTS that was 2 hours long. Yeah. It's not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough, man. Yeah, I need more.
Enola Holmes. I mean,
what? Narinig ko Minola. Coconut oil ka, girl. Minola Holmes.
What else did I watch, Yuki? Okay. I started a new show. Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I've been hearing a lot about that.
Schitt's Creek. SCHITT'S. The premise of that is there are rich
families. Is it on Netflix?
It could be someday.
Some part of the world. Someday.
Some, you know what?
Calling Special Agent John of the FBI. IP address is...
Ortigas. IP location.
Do you know your IP at? I do not.
No, it changes every time, right?
Oh. Really?
I think back in the day, it used to be static. But okay. Now, because of security and stuff, I think it changes all the time.
I'm not sure. Know how to look that shit up.
Me neither. I think you can just go to Google. The story is about a rich family that suddenly loses all their money and they have to live in their only last asset is a town called Schitt's Creek, which the dad bought as a joke back in the day because the name is Schitt's Creek. And the story, the episodes are just about them adjusting to life as normal people.
They used to be like really rich.
Yeah, super, like filthy. So they're really all kind of spoiled and they don't really know how to adjust to regular life. And it's so funny, dude. Mm-hmm. Seasons. I'm watching season two now, but the latest and last season, they swept the Emmy Awards this year.
How I heard about
last week for the acting category. So best actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress. They won all the awards.
There's something about Zendaya for Emmys, right? Yeah. For Schitt's Creek.
No. For Euphoria. She's the youngest winner ever.
Oh, that's the one that you watched.
Yeah,
too, right?
Good show, by the way.
Like lead actress?
Lead actress, bro.
Wow.
Such a good show.
Wow.
It's a great show.
So deserve.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. You haven't seen it, right?
I know.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's your... It's like Skins.
Ooh.
It's like Skins. Yeah. It's exactly like Skins.
I vividly remember my feeling, and emotions that I experienced when watching Skins back in college. Mm. It's like, because they're also in university, right? Or like high school?
High school.
Na parang you want to party like them, but you can't because obviously it's like filled with drugs and shit. You don't want to get in trouble like that. Pero alam mo parang as a college student, I'm like, I want to have fun like this.
It's the exact same thing, Euphoria. Well, cool. Not exact, but almost. It's the same vein, same vein. So I watched Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Good show. And then I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater. All weekend, Rico G. I finished the, like... There's objectives. Mm-hmm. So there's Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, right? So I finished both. I showed you this. My friend Appa.
All right.
He's my wallpaper.
I thought it was you.
Oh, by the way.
I thought it was you.
I have my tropa, right? Yeah. Off crew. So we have one listener who always consistent, April Joy, or Eileen, but we call her April Joy. That's not even her real name. That's her fake name. That's her name when she goes out in clubbing or something before.
Right.
When she didn't want to give out her real name. Mm-hmm. It was April Joy.
Mine is Anne.
There you go.
I always say it.
There
what's
we
your
go.
Name? Anne.
Anne.
What's your number? 0915.
So anyway, she messaged me saying that she heard the story about the bets that I made. And she shared it to the rest of the Love Crew, and they all listened too. And they're like, "You missed some details, JC. We actually did kiss the balls."
Did you?
No, because I think I said on the podcast that they didn't go through with it or something.
But they did.
Or they did. But something. There, right. I missed some details because it was years ago, man.
Mm-hmm.
But
you just didn't want to disclose it.
Yeah, so Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Yeah. Episode 1 and 2, I finished 100%ed both games. Took me like 16 hours over the course of the weekend. Such a good, good game. So good, Rikuchi.
Right.
And then Call of Duty. That's like... Play a little Call of Duty. I'm thinking of getting a new game. It's coming out next month. Star Wars Squadron. It's like a flight simulator. Like you're in the...
Can you just play it with a controller?
Yeah.
Is it better if you have like a whole...
I think you can get a VR setup for it.
Ooh.
And like a...
joystick. Alodius.
Have you seen that shit?
Yeah. It's like a spaceship, man.
Dude, yesterday, by the way?
It's in the middle of her house.
Yesterday, I got... Alodia plays Call of Duty Warzone with you know, with really good streamers. There's this one guy named Mishida. So last night I was playing like maybe at like 1 a.m. earlier, Kanina, and we died. I was like, I saw the name Mishida. I was like, is that him, bro? I looked up, it was him. I got killed by Mishida.
Wow.
And I was like, damn, this guy plays with Alodia. And he's really fucking good.
Played with Alodia?
No, he plays with Alodia. Oh, okay. Mishida.
But you played with Mishida. But you didn't know that you were.
I didn't know I was in the same lobby as him. And he wrecked.
So that
he
can just happen?
Our shit, bro.
That can just happen?
Yeah. He wrecked us. Like, we stood zero chance. We just fucking... I'm dead.
You're dead. It's fun when sometimes I watch PewDiePie's videos wherein
PewDiePie. I've never seen a PewDiePie. I mean, I know who he is, but I've never watched a full video.
I don't know why I like watching him. I don't play games like him, but it's so entertaining. And I like watching his videos where he plays with like random people. And then he says that he's PewDiePie. And then these kids are like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
you're fucking with us, man. And these are like little kids.
You know, these streamers, right? They really are... The ones that kind of direct the flow of the video the development of the video game. Because, you know, there's always downloadable content and whatever. So people really look up to all these streamers. Mm-hmm. Like, as in whatever the streamers say, they'll listen to.
Yeah.
Like, this is the gun you should use.
Yeah.
The power
they
have is incredible.
Speaking of games, I think BTS had a concert in Fortnite.
Oh, probably, something like that.
Yeah, something
I heard
like
about
that. I think also Travis Scott had one. Drake had one in Fortnite.
Okay.
How does that happen? Do you have to have
it's like
Fortnite?
An in-game thing. Yeah.
Wait, you play see Drake?
Yeah, I saw the Travis Scott one on a YouTube video. So
you see Travis Scott.
Yeah, it's like a giant, animated Travis Scott.
Oh, and they're like performing. I thought it was Travis Scott.
I think, he
like
probably video
form.
Captured it or something. No, not human form. It's like video game form.
Right.
It's pretty crazy.
Cool.
So yeah, I mean, Schitt's Creek. It's pretty good. Enola Holmes. I think that's pretty much
Minola.
It. Minola.
Minola Holmes.
Finn.
Ay,
wapow.
Wapow.
Wapow. Okay. First TT. E-scooters?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it, man. Hold on, I have it here. I was telling Rika earlier, I have 48 tabs open on my cell phone because they don't close automatically.
You are.
No, because on my laptop, I always close my tabs, but for whatever reason, here, I have it. Come on, internet. Okay, according to PhilStar.com, remember, do your own research, blah, 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 blah. Driver's license to be required for scooters. The LTO will soon require electric scooter users to secure a permit and a driver's license, Rika G, from the agency as part of regulations to protect e-scooter users, whom the government said are prone to road accidents. You can read more into that. I mean, what is there? Is there anything else?
I just opened my Google. Okay. I have 3 tabs, and look what it is.
BTS.
all of them.
Is there anything else there? We have already submitted this administrative order, and we are only waiting for its release to give guidance to authorize individuals who make use of these vehicles, according to LTO Chief Edgar Galvante. So that's, I don't know if there's anything else included here that's important, but that's the thing, Rika G. What do you think about that, man?
I don't know. I mean, it is, are these the motorized ones? Because I see the motorized scooters, and then I see The electric scooters.
Yeah.
Are they saying the electric scooters?
Yeah, the electric, like the ones that, the one that Say has, Say Joker. Mm. Like this one, like this one. Like the one you can buy
just,
from Xiaomi.
Yeah. I just hope that when they do want to, like, quote unquote, regulate it, it's just they make it easier for these people. Because the reason why they chose that mode of transportation is because, you know, it's easier. Diba? Na parang also, it makes life easier for the Filipinos, especially with our public transportation. It's really not that nice. If it makes it easier for them to go to, let's say, a public transportation, carry their scooters and go, hopefully they just make it easier for them to, you know, regulate it.
Yeah, but according to this, I mean, based on what this is, everyone that uses it, even, I guess, from like a short A to B point, will need a license.
A license. If you think about it, I'm not saying I fully agree with it, but if you think about it, they do have a point.
There is a point.
Yeah. You know, you share the road and...
If you don't know the rules.
Yeah, if you don't know the rules. But the thing is, they have to know. Alam mo yun, parang these people who will regulate it, like a government agency.
Yeah.
Dapat sila din, you know.
How will they... Because, you know...
That's true.
In terms of the speed and the power, you know, you can't really... At what point do you stop saying that you need a license for it? Because like a bicycle, right?
Yeah.
Because
the speed, diba dapat the speed.
Yeah, it's got to be speed, right? Or like the if it has a motor, is that what it is? Because
I see the ones with motors.
There are electric bicycles, like electric, not motors, motor, not motorcycles,
like e-bikes. Yeah, e-bikes.
So would e-bikes need a license too? Because they can go as fast as these scooters. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand, like you said, you have a point where to keep the safety of the people, for sure, that makes sense.
And, what do you call it? Accountability.
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang, let's say, nabangga ka ng isang scooter, diba?
What is the
right? Can you get the details and stuff? Can you go to a police station? Can they, you know, serve papers? So,
I feel like the e-scooter should just be governed under the same thing as bicycles. So they don't need a thing. So whatever the procedure, I don't know what the procedure is for bicycles. But if somebody has their bicycle stolen or they get hit by something, whatever the procedure is, I think it should just fall under what scooters is.
Hopefully lang talaga they make it easier for these people.
To get it, right?
To get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like if they can do it online, okay, for sure.
Right?
Fine with me. But if you have to go to the fucking oh my god, I hate that office so much.
So much.
So much, dude.
They have like really uncomfortable chairs.
And they're assholes, bro.
They are.
They're fucking assholes. Only the last time when I got my car registration, there's one person who was very helpful. Everyone else looked like they did not want to be there.
Actually, I don't want to be mean, but
a lot of government offices
are,
they look fed
know,
up, bro. They look like they're mad. They're not happy there.
And they're not helpful.
But that's just generalizing. Mostly. That's bad.
No, it's not. I'm just saying, you know, this is from experience.
Yeah, me too.
From experience. But I'm not saying everyone there. Actually, when I went to the BIR, there was this one woman who was helpful, who was also
I think there's always one or two really helpful people that they're like, I want to do my job. Bro.
I mean, hello, that's the reason why we have, like, McCoy Dubs did the skit with a government agency, remember?
Yeah, it's nothing new, right? Like, there's something new, there's something there. So,
and there's probably a reason why.
Hopefully
obviously.
They make it easier. Any more thoughts on the e-scooter?
Would you?
Would I what?
Would you buy one?
See, I was, I've always talked to, I've told you about this, right? I've always talked about getting one. However, if they said you have to go to the LTO to get it, fuck that. I'm not going to get
sana
it anymore.
Sana na lang, these stores that sell, they can do it for you.
They can
or
license
you can,
right?
Or diba?
They can give you a certification.
Yeah.
I think that's what it should be. Like, I don't think you need a driver's license.
A
I think you just need a certification that you understand basic road rules. You know, it wouldn't be that difficult if we had actual bike lanes.
I think also the issue here... And the reason why they have a point, the government has a point with issuing like driver's license. If kunwari ikaw nga yung nabangga, because when it comes to pedestrians, di ba pag nabangga mo yung pedestrian, it's always the driver's fault.
Always, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With this one, this is a motorized vehicle. Let's say kahit maliit lang siya, it's a motorized vehicle, so it could still be
you could do some
your
damage
fault,
on that,
right?
You could do some damage on that bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you liable.
Really, yeah. Because it's ano lang para for accountability, right?
Yeah, just streamline the process, I guess. Yeah.
Wapow. We're talking like we're experts here. We're not.
Welcome to the News and Politics Podcast, the Hung On the Show. We're so high up on news and politics, bro. I want it to be like culture and entertainment.
Do you guys listen to us? How we talk about it? We talk shit about it, man.
Culture and entertainment. Like, I wanted to rank high culture, entertainment, maybe even comedy. But news and politics was something that I didn't even list us under there, I think.
Who lists us?
I don't know. I think it just auto. Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Maybe with the titles that we put.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe so.
Okay.
You want to do some NBA stuff real quick? So the NBA, NBA Finals are now set, Rika G. Actually, I was surprised. Rika G texted me over the weekend. Do you remember what you texted me?
No.
Tell him what you said.
I forgot.
No, you asked me. You asked me about the Lakers.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, why is Rika G asking me about the Lakers? And I was having fun. Oh, here.
Wait, I don't know where it is.
Here. You texted me randomly at 7:30 in the evening on September 25. What day is September? On a Friday night. And said, what happens now that the Lakers won again? Were you drunk?
No.
No, I just wondered, like, what the hell's Rika?
No, because I was notified in
you're notified from Google. Okay.
And I was like, oh, cool. Okay, cool. So they won. But what now? I want to know.
So I told you.
I can't ask Google.
This was before the Lakers actually won game 5. Right. So now the Lakers, they defeated the Denver Nuggets, who were very, very good this playoffs. Yeah. They came back from 3-1 twice against two teams, the Jazz and the Clippers. Unfortunately, their run ended when LeBron James and company took over. And dude, LeBron James straight up dominated last game. Even though it was kind of close up till the fourth quarter, at the fourth quarter, I think LeBron James said, fuck it, let's just win the game. I feel like he does that.
Yeah. He can just like turn it on and off.
I think he just chills and he's like, all right, we got to win now. Let's go. Let's play. So they're in the NBA Finals. Yeah. And the Miami Heat this morning beat the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. And now they are in the NBA Finals. And they are the fifth seed out of 8 seeds in the West.
Ooh.
In the East, rather. They're the fifth seed. Mm-hmm. So they weren't even expected
top 3,
to get.
Right.
Mm-mm. So that's the matchup, Rika G. Miami Heat versus Los Angeles Lakers. Miami Heat, of course, is LeBron James' former team. So it's the same coach. So, you know, usually it doesn't make sense if there's no same personnel.
Compartmentalizes that in his head.
Yeah.
Right?
That's my old team. That's my old coach, Eric Spoelstra.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah. Udonis Haslem is still on the Miami Heat team. He's old as fuck, bro.
Well.
He's still on there.
These are professional athletes.
This is true. Nothing really more to say about the NBA except that LeBron James now has made 10 NBA Finals. 10.
Wow.
10 NBA Finals. And from 2011 up until this year, he only missed one last year when he was hurt. But every other year, he's made Finals. He hurt his groin last year.
I know, but was his team in the finals?
His team didn't make the finals.
Okay.
Because they didn't even make the playoffs. They didn't even make the playoffs last year. Dude. 10.
Was it still the
From 2011
league?
Up until this year?
Ano bang team niya last year?
Lakers then. Dude, from 2011 up to this year, he was in the finals every year except for last year. Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
Isn't that nutty, bro? That's what white people say for
nutty.
Crazy. Isn't that nutty, Rika G?
You should have said, oh, he hurt his groin. Isn't that nuts?
Isn't that nuts? He's breaking making more history, breaking records. He passed, I think, Magic Johnson for triple doubles. It's incredible. And he gets so much hate.
Yeah.
LeBron James. Unbelievable how much hate he gets for being so fucking good.
For being that good, yeah.
It's like if he has one game where he doesn't score 30 points, he'll get blasted.
He'll get blasted, dude.
If you want to talk about scrutiny, LeBron James is probably one of the most scrutinized people, not just athletes, people on earth, dude. It's so wild the disrespect
he gets.
You
know what? It's so weird because I've heard people who are, they say they're fans of LeBron James, but they talk shit about him. It's so weird.
It's weird. Like, you can say he had a bad game, right? You can say, oh, he had a bad game. But to call him, like, shitty, like, after a bad performance. He's like 37
he must
years
have
old, bro. He's
an
old.
Exceptional brain chemistry, you know, to process all of this hate but still perform at that level.
LeBron is actually very, they say he has like a photographic memory, at least when it comes to basketball.
He brainy.
Yeah, like he can remember specific right. plays and how they played out. That's what they say, because he there was something like an interview he did where he kind of recalled everything happened in the game just wow. that just happened. It's crazy. Anyway, congratulations to the Lakers.
Congratulations. You know what I like to watch?
What?
You know, I'm not really, you know, I don't really watch a lot of the games, but I like watching those interviews where they get offended. The players get offended and then they leave. Yeah. I love that. Like, sometimes I don't even understand the question because it's, you know, it's technical. Mm. But then when they kind of like throw the mic and leave, I'm like, yes, that's the drama I
There's
want.
A lot of memes. Russell Westbrook has a great one. He's like, what? There's this, what? Bro, I'm done. And he just left. It's classic. So we'll update the finals in the future.
Well, like, let's say
Ricky G's gonna text me like, so now what's
so okay. now that the so Lakers they won the first Heat, game.
What does that mean?
If like, let's say you get a chance to become a part of the media pool for the finals, would you know what to ask?
No,
they don't all get a chance to ask questions, right?
I don't believe so. I think a lot of them are just there, kind of
to get
listening
information,
in, mm-hmm, to get info.
How do you get a chance to ask a question then?
Do you just shout? Sure. I'm not sure because I know a few people. Remember, Siege talked about it on Dress Legends.
Yeah.
She was on the phone thing with Kobe Bryant before. I think they just. I actually don't know how they.
I wonder how that goes.
How the queuing goes or whatever. Yeah.
I feel like they have to like submit their questions and then kusini pina importa.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's with your publication.
Possibly.
Right?
Possibly.
Where you write.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know who's been in the. Because the NBA, right, has virtual fans because there's no real fans.
Yeah.
See,
Susie. I know, and a bunch
and
of other
like
people.
Mo Twister,
yeah.
Like all the sports people here from
that's
here.
Amazing.
The ABS-CBN sports people. Martin, I think, I don't know if he's a virtual fan. Mm-hmm. Martin Javier and all them. They get to, you know, be a virtual fan.
Wow.
That's pretty dope. That's so nuts, man. Like, so nutty, Rika G.
So nutty.
Like, I think Susie had a chance to interview Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, before. It's crazy.
Wow.
I wouldn't know what to say. Because as much as I love basketball, I used to be really into it, but then my era, quote unquote, all of them are retired. My favorite player retired this year, Vince Carter. So I kind of lost interest maybe 5 years ago, or maybe even longer, maybe 7 years ago. But I used to be super into it. Like, I would know every player on every team. But now I just kind of see, oh, that's happening, blah, blah, this.
And it's really like, you know, it could be a science, like how they analyze the games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing.
I just watch the playoffs now, pretty much.
Kaka! No, it's Wapow. No.
Wapow!
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is there any... do you want to do the funny stuff now?
Sure, go ahead.
Or do you want to take the little mid-break and do the two things? We have three more things. Two funny things and Tiny Desk.
Okay.
You want to do a little break?
Break.
Okay, time to do some...
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills. Thank you to
BTS.
Sunbeams.
Sunbeams.
For sponsoring this mix. Dude, Sunbeams, they make great stuff.
I know. We checked it out, and I'm like, add to cart. Okay. Okay.
So here's what's happening. In the next four episodes, mixes, we're going to talk about... We're going to highlight... They have different, like, little brands, themes. Mm-hmm. And the first one for this mix is called Slick.
Okay.
S-L-I-Q-U-E. Yeah, Slick. So they have kitchen essentials. Mm-hmm. What else do they have? The cookware.
They have like coffee stuff.
Yeah, bakeware.
Right?
Perfect for you.
I know, right? I saw grinder. I saw French press. Mike, those are, it's pretty slick.
They have Tupperware. So you don't have to use ice cream tubs anymore.
Yes.
You can get Tupperware.
Amazing.
Yeah, so Sunbeams. Well, first of all, what is Sunbeams? They have all these great products. You can basically fill up your home with stuff from Sunbeams. Mm-hmm. And they are
and
one
And you
of
know
the-
how a lot of people right now are into aesthetically pleasing looking stuff? These are really nice. It will go well with, you know, a lot of your stuff.
It's got to be, when you buy stuff, the problem with me before is that I would get random shit. But I think to make it really look nice, get it uniform. So you just get from the same brand, the same company. So Sunbeams is one of the top e-sellers in the home and living category on Shopee. So if you go on Shopee, they have their own flagship store on there. So like, imagine you don't have to go out in public. There's a full store, Sunbeam store on Shopee.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, you can visit Sunbeam's Lifestyles flagship store on Shopee Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Click the link in the description box. That's what we call it now, right?
Yeah, the description box.
And then use our special voucher, which is
SunBHalo1.
There we go.
S-U-N-B. It's all in there. You'll see it.
To get a special 10% discount with a minimum purchase of 1,000 pesos.
Pesos, yeah. So Slick, it's the actual Slick that we're talking about now. It's a sleek, modern, and functional all at the same time. Because sleek is slick, bro.
Oh, cool. Look at that wordplay.
Wordplay, wordplay. Slick captivates with trendy designs and fashion-forward colorways. Rika G, you love colorways.
I know.
What's your favorite color?
Right now? No, right now, my favorite colorway is white, tan, and dark tan.
Yeah, so perfect. Slick. If you if you want to express your personality, Slick makes your home come alive, dude.
Oh, don't forget the voucher is only valid until October 30, 2020.
Okay. All right. Go check out the description. Everything's in there. Like if you lost track, if you don't want to rewind, it's all in there, bro.
It's really my aesthetic.
There it is.
Like the whole lineup of stuff there. It's like, I want to get this. This will look cool. This will look good in my kitchen, man. that French press thing.
Okay. All right. And that does it for
commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
Commercials.
To pay the bills.
What would you do if you got caught doing something not so nice on camera while you're in a meeting?
Dude. You know what? There's actually, because of all the Zoom shit that we have to do nowadays, sometimes I'll put my my laptop screen down, but I realized one time it was pointed at my crotch because I folded my screen, but not all the way because I didn't want to open it up and have to log back in and whatever. It was pointed at my crotch and I wasn't wearing pants. No, I was wearing underwear. Oh, okay. So I quickly realized it, and buti na lang the
you were in a meeting.
No, we were like starting the meeting. I sent the link, so like come join the link. Let's do the recording or whatever. So buti na lang na di pa sila naka join sa meeting
because for
oh shit, bro.
I remember there's this one time, I took a photo of the screen, and when you do that, you can see the link, right? It was supposed to be a private link, but somebody caught the link and then they copied it to their webpage.
Their browser,
and then they went into the stream.
Okay.
And then we were all done for the private link.
Okay.
Right? So I was changing my clothes. Thankfully I was changing my clothes right next to the camera. Right. So they could just see my arm, I think.
Yeah.
But I was changing my clothes.
Oh shit.
And then they were chatting me on Instagram saying, hey, your camera is still on. And I was a little pissed because everybody knew that it was just, it was a private link. It was just accidental that
they
posted it.
They took the time to type out that link?
I think so.
Isn't it so long?
It is.
What a freak.
I know, but he was actually really nice to tell me that I thought we could go in.
Okay.
But then I had to tell him that we didn't give out the link. Yeah, it was weird. Just an accidental posting. I was pissed at first because why would you stay?
Right.
But I think the person explained about it. No, I didn't stay for a long time. When I saw that you were changing, I logged out. So I just had to tell you that you were. Right.
Okay.
But at first I was a little pissed.
Dude, I would be pissed too.
After that, I was like, okay.
So,
accidents happen.
On that note, the reason why is because there is an Argentine lawmaker, Rika G, who was suspended for after kissing a woman's breast during a virtual congressional meeting.
So, he's suspended for 5 days. And he actually spoke out about it. He said that because his wife just had a breast implant surgery 5 days ago or a couple of days ago, and wanted to, make things better, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Napana, oh, come here. But it's just, I don't know. It's a little sketch.
Did you see the actual?
I did. It's on Twitter.
Like, do you see like the nipple?
Kasi maliit yung screen, you could see that he pulled down the shirt, top.
And then kissed it.
Kissed it
or like... No, like what kind of kiss? Like a smack?
I didn't finish the video.
Okay.
There was, the face.
There's different ways to
chest.
Kiss a breast, right? With tongue or not?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. I'm not sure. But it's just, It's just weird that you would do that. Because, parang tinawag niya yung wife niya.
Yeah, he says he did not. The guy's name, Mary, A-M-E-R-I. I don't know his first name. It's somewhere here, but in the article. Tried to apologize, saying that he did not think he was connected to the internet at that particular moment. But why? Why would you not think you're connected to the internet?
Yeah. I don't understand. And maybe also because they don't really know, like, etiquette and stuff na parang... Kasi for me, in my head, lagi, pag nakatapat sa akin yung webcam, I'm always paranoid. It might be on somewhere, you know, in one webpage or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm really paranoid. I never, you know, I never really change in front of an open laptop.
Right.
So maybe because we grew up with laptops, we have that in our heads, but maybe for them,
maybe not.
They don't really have that thing.
He said that here in the center of the country, the connection is very poor. My partner came out of the bathroom and I asked her how her implants were doing and I kissed them because she had surgery 10 days ago to have them put in. I mean,
it's a private thing, but I mean, even if it was an accident, it was unprofessional.
Would he have been suspended?
If
it was, let's say she just got surgery on her shoulder and he kissed the shoulder.
I don't think so, but it would get a lot of, you know.
Because it seemed, I mean, obviously it was accidental, right? Yeah. It was accidental.
Well, that, I don't know, but
it's only 5-day suspension. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That is not bad at all.
Yeah, and if you think about it, it's not really, like, probably it's something that they just had to do. Because people don't really, I guess, mind.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right?
It's a normal thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just that it was caught on camera. Yeah, and now, maybe, alam mo yun, parang wag na lang natin palampasin so that it won't happen again.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. 5-day suspension. That's not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
I've been suspended for a day or 2 days or something.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Oh, at high school.
I think I was too. Yeah, I was.
Back in the day.
For drinking.
In high school?
We were caught.
Okay. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's not good, dude.
What did I get in trouble for?
Can I tell you about it?
Yeah.
I remember in high school, somebody took our photos and of us just, you know, drinking with kids, with, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not condoning. Okay,
don't do it. It was a stupid thing. It was a stupid mistake.
That's why we got suspended, okay?
That's why you're telling the story,
That's
right?
why I'm As telling a warning. The story. Warning. But it was crazy because the reason the faculty found out is because there's this one girl. I don't know if it was a group of girls from a lower grade or a lower batch.
They snitched you out,
printed out the photos and they scattered it in.
What? Is this a movie?
I know!
What the hell?
Mean Girls?
What the hell?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, so they scattered in the faculty. That's what I heard. Happened.
But you never confirmed it.
But I mean, who would make that up, right? We never really knew, but that's what I heard, that they scattered the... They didn't
that
scatter
sounds,
it,
that
but
sounds
like
a movie.
They put it in the tables of the teachers. So my group got in trouble because we had like a high school.
Did you beat up on them?
No, of course not.
I probably
would
have beat up on some little kids. If a lower grade did it to me, I'd be like, who, where the fuck are you, bro? Maybe.
I don't know.
Old me would have probably done it.
It was really weird. I got in trouble. So when I got in trouble in school, I went home right away and I sat my mom down. I went straight to my mom and said,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I told her, Mom, I have to tell you something. Because whenever I do that to my mom thinks of the worst things, which is good because when I tell her about it, it's not the worst thing. So when because she thought I was pregnant.
Oh, nice.
She thought I was pregnant. But when I told her that we got caught drinking, she was like, oh, no, okay, okay, fine, I'll talk to your teacher, but don't do it again, okay, and you're grounded. And I'm like, okay, I deserve it. It's
you
fine.
Had grounding?
No, it's not that I'm grounded, but I think they took my phone away or I can't go out. Parang ganun.
I've never had that.
We never had, like, the term grounded.
Yeah.
But sabi niya, you just can't go out with your friends first and we're going to take your phone. So I got in trouble, right?
Yeah.
After that, so I was fixing my room. Pumasok yung dad ko. So me and my mom, we had a long talk. Okay. A long talk. Tapos yung dad ko pumasok, sabi niya, wag mo nang gawin yun, ha? Okay. That's it. That was our talk.
I never had that. I've never. Like the only with my mom, the only thing would be if she would get angry. Yeah. But after that, nothing. Like I never had
nothing changed.
I've never had a punishment of that.
Like let's
kind
say
of
you,
level.
When you got in trouble, would you still go out with your friends?
I think by choice I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
But honestly,
yeah.
I never really got in trouble. with my mom. Mm-hmm. Never, really. And every time, if I did get in trouble, I'd probably fix it myself. Like, yeah. I wouldn't tell her, if ever.
Okay.
I don't remember specific instances, but like in high school, for example, if I was doing good in class or whatever. I only told my mom once, but that was a different story.
Yeah.
But everything else, like if I was doing bad in school or something, I wouldn't tell anybody. Yeah. Just
honestly, I think it was a nice move that I went straight to my mom.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's really good.
Because I didn't want her to hear it from another person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like I could control the situation.
Is that the worst thing you had to talk to your mom about ever?
I think so. Yeah, because the photo wasn't really nice. We were obviously drinking, and then some of my classmates were, you know, parang nakakandong sila with guys and stuff like that.
I'm confused. There was a lower class woman in the same. Was it at a party?
No, they found the photos on Facebook.
Okay, but the photos were from where?
From a party.
From a party.
Yeah.
So. Oh, they found the photos on Facebook, yeah. Right?
And they didn't really like
so
us.
Okay, so who uploaded those photos?
I know.
That's the thing.
And the thing is, I think, I'm not sure if this is confirmed, but or if this is real, but I think some of my batchmates also did it to them because they were also doing it.
Yeah.
So they printed photos too, I think.
Damn, that's petty as fuck. I know. Love it, bro.
That's what you get for being in an all-girls high school, man. Oh, man. I'm really so surprised that I didn't get in trouble with the other shit that I did before.
Were there fights in the girls?
No.
I hear
it
so
was
much about fights in girls' schools.
No. It was all for us. It was all just like, I mean, shady comments. But yeah, because I remember...
Psychological warfare,
yes.
Right?
But I remember I did a lot of shit in high school that... I never really got in trouble for.
Same here, dude.
Did I tell you about that time I took all the USB devices?
Me. Did you tell it on this podcast?
I don't know.
I know you. I remember.
Should I tell?
No, I think you shared. No, I'm pretty sure you've shared.
Yeah,
it on this
I've
podcast.
Shared it. But I mean, I could have gotten in trouble because people were crying.
Yeah, I know.
People were calling their dads because at that time the USB
flash drives
are expensive. So yeah. And then after that I just put it back.
You also was that the soap thing too? Was that in high school?
Yeah, that was in high school.
That was a high school thing, the spit
and
thing?
The coin with a spit.
Yep.
That was in second year high school.
Dude.
We were just
High school was a wild time.
It was.
You know what? I think everyone goes through that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just I guess people don't really just talk about it. But you do some fucked up stuff in high school.
I know. And I mean, for me, it was just funny. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah, that's the thing. I did a lot of fucked up stuff, but it was only, if someone was going to get hurt, it was usually me and my friends, not anyone else.
I mean, if you touch someone's spit, it's not like, right?
No, like we never put anyone's life in danger.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like steal, you know, stuff.
No.
It was mostly just dumb,
stupid shit that you wouldn't do as an adult.
Yeah, like we would do. You ever watch? You know, I grew up in the era of Jackass. Mm-hmm. You ever watch? You know,
I watched the movies.
So we were, and even though Jackass puts that disclaimer, you know, nobody watches that. Do not attempt these, dude.
What's your favorite?
Who's my favorite?
No, what's your favorite stunt?
One of the most painful ones that is the
bird. Pecking bird, pecking
the woodpecker one.
Woodpecker bird with a. Oh god!
There's so many good ones, man.
Mine that sticks out was when they put like that flaming gel, like all over this woman's body, and then they lit her on fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy.
Anything that Steve-O does is wild.
I know.
You ever watch Wild Boys with Bam Margera and... Oh, is it Bam?
No, but I watch...
Chris Pontius.
No, but I watch a lot of his videos on YouTube where he reveals, you know, stuff that he did.
Yeah.
And his, you know, what he was thinking when they were doing this stunt.
Wild Boys was mostly animal-related stuff. It was crazy shit that they would do. So, yeah, we, you know, that was high school.
Oh, remember the horses come?
Oh, yeah. What a wild time.
Wapow.
I keep forgetting. Kaka's for Leche Fan.
Yeah.
Wapow is... Wait.
Last one?
What was
the condoms.
The condoms. Right. That's right. Okay. All right, Rika G. In Vietnam, police confiscated nearly 324,000 used condoms, Rika G, that were being recycled and sold by a facility in Vietnam, sold as new. Authorities seized the items from a building in the Binh Duong province this past September 19. Officers added that the used condoms weighed about 360 kilograms in total.
Used condoms? Yeah, did somebody order this?
I don't know. Following the bust, the facility's owner, I don't know how to pronounce the name, revealed that she received used condoms from an unknown person every month.
What the fuck?
The contraceptives would then be washed, dried, and reshaped with a dildo.
What the hell,
in unhygienic conditions before they were put on the market.
Do they procure all these used condoms? Like,
according to the owner of the facility, they were unknown person every month. So it's like a black market.
Do they just, go around town and pick up used condoms and, like,
maybe like a motel owner, possibly. Possibly.
The
trash can.
Or could be like garbage.
Because you have to remember, managers. If you're going to use a condom, do not flush it down the toilet. Yeah. It's dangerous. Yeah. Like, throw it in the trash can.
Tear it. I regret that comment.
So yeah, it's wild, man. Some say it was even more than 345,000, according to CNN. Footage broadcast by state-owned Vietnam television this week showed dozens of large bags containing the used contraceptives scattered across the floor of a warehouse.
So my question is there such a thing as half-used?
No. Because once it goes in, it's used. Like, fully used. Oh, I mean, well...
What if you
only
just...
Only half goes in?
No, what if you just, test it out? And then,
what do you mean, test it out?
No, just to see, like, I don't know, your size in the future if you go to the store. Okay, so I'm an XL.
If you don't use it for intercourse.
Yes. Or does it need, or is it still used?
It's definitely used, because you put it on your junk, bro. But I could understand.
How about when they use it for sex ed, when they put in a banana, right?
I think it's used as soon as you open up the bag. Once it's exposed to the moisture in the air.
The bacteria in the air.
Condoms, man. Did you guys learn about that here?
No,
right? Yeah.
Remember
that's right.
Yeah.
Crazy. I remember we had to put it on a glass, test tube.
Oh, okay.
And you know what is really good, because I didn't know before that you have to hold the thing to let the air, so that there's no air gets in.
Okay.
Because initial thing, when you put on, let's say, gloves or something, you just put it on.
Yeah.
You don't think about taking the air out of the glove. So it's good that they.
What thing? What do you hold the ring?
At the tip.
Okay.
When you put on a condom, you have to hold the tip so that when you roll it down the shaft or whatever, there no air gets in.
Did you learn about it? And then you were all just guys in the room?
No, it mixed? It was mixed, if I'm not mistaken. Because it was.
Obviously, I mean, both are in the act.
Right. Yeah. So it was, well, I don't know. I found it interesting that I didn't know that until I learned it. Because
it's so crazy that I just found out about it in college when I took that certain class, and not everybody takes that class.
Can we talk about the process of this? A woman detained during the bust told police that they use prophylactics. Oh, they use prophylactics, rather. The condoms were first boiled in water, then dried and reshaped on a wooden phallus, so the dildo, I'm guessing, before being repackaged. That's crazy, that it can retain its form.
I know, and it doesn't. I'm sure the reason why they need 300,000 plus is because a lot of them rips, right? Like, it rip in the process.
Mm. I don't even know how to get that. That's so many condoms. They were all used too?
And I mean, like,
345,000
condoms aren't expensive. Why would you need to buy because, like, let's say I know the price of a condom in, a drugstore, right? And then when I see, a condom that's priced lower than that, I'd be a little sketchy. I'm like,
but there are cheaper condoms, local brands, like what's the flavored shit here?
Frenzy.
Yeah. There's another one too.
I don't know.
Bago ba to? No. Luma na. I've seen it here in stores. I usually get like the international brand.
The international brand. Durex. Yeah, I know some people who order it from, oh, you know.
Before.
Oh, I remember I had this one friend who got latex-free condoms because the girl he was with was allergic. Mm. And it was not cheap, man. It was expensive.
Yeah. They're, in the States, you can buy in bulk, like hundreds. I'll tell you a different story off the record.
On the record.
Off the record.
On the record.
Off the record, bro. Anything else you want to say about these used condoms before? Don't use it.
Don't buy.
Wapow. Last but not least, Rika G's got a. We're probably going to talk for like 30 minutes about this, right, okay. Rika G? So, BTS, Rika G. BTS.
Masakit nang magmahal ng ganito.
Have you ever watched the Tiny Desk series, Leche Fest? Tiny Desk is like a series, I think by, is it NPR?
NPR.
NPR. So yeah. it's a.
Everybody's been there. Taylor Swift, yeah. Chance the Rapper, everybody.
It's basically a mini concert on a Tiny Desk area. So they, South Korean boy band BTS made its debut performance on NPR Music's Tiny Desk concert on Monday. The group's 14 minute performance broke the series viewership record on YouTube in just, get this, Rika G, 25 minutes.
600,000 viewers.
Yeah. So it has been viewed at least 8.8 million, probably more now because this is an older article. 8.8 million times. Actually, I might as well just pull it up in a bit.
True.
So they broke the record in 25 minutes. That's nuts.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
Nutty, man.
They performed Save Me, Spring Day, and Dynamite. I loved Save Me. I didn't know it was like a song from 4 years ago. Mm. It was amazing. I love that song.
Dynamite, by the way, top Billboard Hot 100.
For 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. For 2 weeks now. It's still number two for this week.
Yeah. And I was looking into more about BTS in general. They've generated like $3+ billion in revenue for
Billion,
South Korea.
Billion, you guys.
Billions, dude. Mm-hmm. And now Rika G is, because we've talked about BTS on this podcast before. Yeah. We even had a little confusion about who was who. And I think Rika's still kind of learning them, but Rika's super. Okay, tell us about BTS.
My bias is RM.
We know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
I've been digging the rabbit hole. I've been diving into the rabbit hole this weekend. And I just like, you know, knowing about their story, you know, what they did before they were in BTS. Mm. It's just really nice. I did not know that RM has an IQ of like 148 or something.
You know, he's about really the smart. Trivia, he learned English from watching
from Friends, right? Okay, that's cool. Amazing. I feel like we would have a really nice conversation. Because I love Friends. I'm obsessed with Friends. Mm. I quote Friends a lot in a lot of my conversations with, you know, normal people. Yeah, but obviously, I feel like he's, you know, he would like to talk about other stuff as well. But it's just amazing. And I appreciate every single one of them in their group. I feel like they serve, you know, different things.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen a lot of converts now on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like I have a friend, her name is Tin. Tin, she's a mother with a kid, but she's like, she just got into BTS. Like the demographics of BTS it's not just, you'd think it's like teenage girls or young girls. No, it's like everyone.
And apparently, because I've been talking to this one super fan as well, and apparently one of the reasons why they, you know, they really got into the scene, you know, internationally is because, you know, their songs are not just about love or whatever. They talk about politics. They talk about, you know, their shortcomings. Yeah. I think that's also the reason why I love them is because they're so, whenever I watch their behind the scenes or interviews, they like talking about how they can improve. Yeah, and I'm like, you guys are, you're perfect, man. You're perfect in my eyes, man. What do you mean about improve? But it's nice that they talk about that. And you know what? So I just watched their concert on the app, right? And alam mo yung na-realize ko while watching it. It's like they're in the moment. They're enjoying what they're doing. Kasi parang, you know, sometimes you can feel it with some performers, yeah. right? Na parang, they're not really, they're there, but they're not there.
Yeah.
This one, they're just like enjoying now. They'd rather be here than anywhere else in the world.
Well, if I was making $3 billion, I feel I like would, I'd, yeah. I'd be enjoying that's myself.
No, I mean, the reason why they got there is because probably that's how they are even before the fame, actually, right?
Before the podcast, Rika and I were talking about merch and stuff.
I know.
Can you imagine how much money they generate from and every single thing
true.
That they put
and
out?
True. And my question is, how do they streamline their merch? Mm. Because it's in different apps, in different Twitter accounts,
different countries.
Different countries. Like, how does it all go straight to their bank account?
Also, like, you know, right? you know, there's a lot of fan stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure there's unlicensed t-shirts yeah. and stuff. I wonder how they crack down on that. Like, is it, 'cause everything must be copyrighted, mm-hmm. right? Especially with the Korean, like, industry. I think they're yeah. very, 'cause, you know, I think they're very possessive of, like, their talents and stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot of red tape behind. Like, when I did Tiffany Young, right? Yeah. When I interviewed her, mm-hmm. I couldn't even post, like, a video yeah. after, like, with me just hanging out with right. her. Like,
did you sign something? You could get in trouble, right?
I could get in trouble, yeah. I didn't sign anything, but they're like, yeah, just don't post it. Yeah, I didn't want to be an asshole. I still have the video true. On my phone, though. But
I mean, you can enjoy it by yourself,
yeah, I can
right?
watch it by so, myself. But it's just like, it's something yeah. like that. It's on that level where they have a lot of guidelines and mm-hmm. rules and stuff. So I'm sure when it comes to merch, they must have so many different licensing yeah. to different companies, different countries.
True. And I feel like if you do release like a fan merch, let's say for your fan club here in the Philippines,
yeah.
I feel like you have to get their permission,
maybe,
right?
Probably
their I'm management.
Guessing, I'm guessing. Or maybe they're just resellers.
But you that would mean? Be amazing for you to have the approval of their management.
What merch have you been looking into? Because you said you wanted to buy some. So what? Their stuffed toys? Their
I want to get their like cards. There are like cards that you can get,
like trading cards.
Yeah, with their photos. Isa showed me one of our okay. office mates yeah, that yeah. with who works here in RX.
Yeah, our friend Isa.
What else? I haven't really gotten into it, but yeah.
Okay, interesting.
I mean, I'm sure in the future I.
And you okay? You can. Are you gonna talk about you got a concert ticket?
I know.
So tell them.
So
about
they're
it.
Gonna have a concert on October 10 and 11.
Yeah.
And then I decided I want to get some access. Yeah. So I downloaded the app and then I bought a ticket. And it says there it's multi-view and experience, which means I think you get like, you know, it's not just one camera angle.
Right,
I guess that's the meaning of multi-view. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then the experience is like behind the scenes or backstage and stuff like that, which is cool. And what's cool about that is, but the what do you call this? The competition? No.
The
raffle is done. But what they did was if you purchased a ticket, you can actually enter a raffle wherein they can pick your account, I guess, you.
Mm-hmm.
And then parang ano, yung NBA experience. You can be
in the crowd.
Virtual concert crowd.
So this concert is going to be no
online.
Fans, right? There's no fans.
Yeah.
It's probably shot
in a studio probably.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, what if the internet, like, no, I'm just saying, like, how many billions, how many millions of people are going to tune into this? It's got to be millions, right?
Yeah, millions.
It's going to be millions
sure.
of people.
And I'm actually surprised that there was this one concert ticket that you could purchase. It's sold out. I mean, how could it be sold out?
It
if
was 2,000 pesos, right? Roughly.
2,600.
Okay, 2,600, right? So let's just say 500,000 people are going to watch.
No, the most expensive one is $90.
That's 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So let's just average it at 3,000, okay. right? And let's say 500,000 people watch. That's my calculator can't even put the number of zeros on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I can't even type 1.5 billion pesos.
Oh,
I mean
wow.
that's just ticket
yeah.
sales.
And cool. then you can also buy like their merch for that
yeah,
concert.
Yeah, yeah.
So damn right.
Have you delved into their discography, like all their songs?
I've been listening to the
older stuff.
Not the older stuff. Yes,
the idol era.
So a little bit of the older stuff, but I'm watching the concert right now, and I'm also watching Run BTS, which is like I'm not sure how you can describe it. It's like, you know, they play games and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, they're
just
like
a variety show.
Yeah, it's like guys. Who are, you know, just playing around, having fun. And then I'm also watching that series. I think they they parang went on a vacation in this rest house for 7 days, and then they were asked what they wanted to do there. So there's like their badminton rackets and you know, painting stuff, right. You know, stuff that they can do, because usually they vlog, quote unquote, their travels around the world.
Okay.
But now that they can't do it, they went to a rest house.
Nice.
I know, right? It's pretty cool.
There's a great Netflix.
Not done yet, you guys. And I'm not, hindi, wala pa ako dun sa level ng iba. Because some people are like, really, they know their stuff.
Yeah, Rika's gonna come to the point. You know, there are K-pop fans. I remember one time when EXO, I think EXO's still big, but like they were really big before, like big here. I talked to a fan because we were giving out EXO tickets.
Yeah.
Remember in 2017, 2016? Mm-hmm. And we had a thing where if you could find the van in the middle of the street somewhere, you'll win the tickets.
Right.
So these fans, you know, of course, they were looking for it. And when I, when we won, when a fan came and won, when I gave them the tickets, I was asking about the, you know, how much they really liked them. They could tell the members from their hands.
Hands.
Photos of the hands, dude.
What?
Yeah, man. I want you to get to that level.
I know. Actually, I was just, so I was watching like a lot of their concerts, like just the clips. And I wanted to know the rings that they wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Na parang, so, if I just see the ring, I know that
that's
it's
what I'm saying.
B.
It's gonna,
I know
it's
that it's
gonna
Jin.
Be. It's gonna be like that. You're gonna get. Yeah, I give you. I say because Pinoy hip hop. How long did it take you to? Really,
maybe a year.
A year.
Yeah.
I feel like in a year, Ikaji, you're just gonna know every fucking thing about BTS.
I know.
There's a great Netflix. I think we talked about it on this podcast. Netflix series called Explained.
Mm-hmm.
And the first episode of the Explained that I watched before, way back, like earlier this year or maybe last year, was about K-pop. And there's a fantastic, it's short, it's like 25 minutes. It's not all about BTS. It's just about the history of K-pop and K-idols, whatever, and how it became really global. But there's also, of course, they have to talk about BTS and why they're the biggest thing now. Look into it. It's really good.
Oh,
it's really,
wow.
It's,
okay.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
No, it's really, it just talks about the globalization of the K-pop industry, the issues, I guess the issues behind it, and why BTS is so successful compared to the plethora of of other acts out there.
I don't know why, but maybe also the reason why I'm loving BTS is because they have like rap songs and hip hop, and you know, that's what I really like.
There, if you watch that little series I talked about, it's on Netflix, they took a lot of inspiration from a group whose name escapes me, but that group was kind of the first group to talk about real issues to rap what with the pop songs. I forgot the name, but if you watch it, you watch it later.
But I mean, don't forget that obviously here in the Philippines, we also have, you know, artists and singers and rappers who do that, who talk about the stuff that happens here in the Philippines, which is also great. That's also why I'm, you know, I gravitate towards
you like
Glock
stories,
9.
Right? You
I like
storytelling
when they tell stories in songs.
Yeah.
I love that.
I could imagine that for me.
Yeah.
Speaking of Rika G, this Wednesday, or this coming week, we have a Tres Leches coming out.
Ooh, amazing.
This was actually recorded, just for full disclosure, recorded last week.
Yeah.
And it's with
Mong Feliciano.
Mong Feliciano.
And if you guys don't know that, and if you guys don't know him, actually, if you search his name on YouTube, a lot of music videos will come up. It's because it's either he produced it, directed it, he was creative director, whatever. He's just really, he's in that scene.
Yeah. The reason I bring it up is because towards the last part of that interview,
we talked about BTS
for like 20 minutes.
I know.
Because he really got into them.
Yeah.
Because of the Tiny Desk performance. And like I said, everyone is, people who have never heard of BTS have probably heard of them now.
Right.
And they're getting into them.
Yeah.
I see on Twitter, a lot of posts are, bakit ngayon lang ako naka,
discovered
ng BTS, or I know I'm late to the party, but I'm an ARMY now. It's insane.
I don't know if it's, I don't know how to process it, but I think you can actually become officially
an ARMY. Like a certification.
I think you have to go to a website. You
really?
Pay for something. Yeah, I think it's like it's called the BTS ARMY Cafe or something.
Okay.
I'm not yet in that level, like I said.
Okay,
but
okay.
I'm really
happy. As long as you're not a toxic K-pop fan.
Oh,
I think
Because
we've said this before. We've talked about it in the podcast. There's a lot of asshole K-pop fans. As in gatekeepers.
I mean, the only thing I can say is it's like with OPM, you know, with OPM, yeah. that there are a lot of, you know, different artists out there. And if you do like a certain genre, yeah. if you do like a certain group, then you like it. You don't need to put down other people.
What really annoys me mm-hmm. about not just K-pop fandom, but it happens. See, I see it all the time. Is there's a something on Twitter that's zero relation to mm-hmm. K-pop, unrelated at all. And then the comments you see are stream blank, stan blank. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I know.
It's like, oh my God. Anyway, with Mong Feliciano, this is coming out this Wednesday.
Yep.
And you'd have to forgive our audio. We have audio issues
at first because
the recording in this new normal tele what? How do you call it?
Telecommunication?
Telecommunicationally. It's freaking hard.
It is.
And our setup is a little bit funky. We're still figuring it out, like the best way to do it. Because the first time, would say, we recorded on two laptops. Mm. This time, we try to record on one a phone and a mic.
Mm.
We still haven't figured it out.
Yeah, we're going to try to figure it out. But hopefully, you guys enjoy that one with Mong Feliciano. Watch out for it. Also, I think we're also going to do Lechica, right?
Lechica. I don't know if we're going to release it this weekend next week. Basta, we're going to record it after this. So, kaka, that's it.
That's it, wapow, you guys.
That's it, man. Shit, I keep forgetting the stingers, bro.
Fuck you.
Let's shout out some FIFOL. Some FIFOL. On the social media.
Oh, wait lang. Shout out to I Just Want to Sleep at I Just Want to Sleep on Twitter. Can you please say hi to me? Wait lang. Oh, and Shady Sabrina, her friend.
Shady Sabrina,
I know, right? Uh-huh. Hello. Also to my friend Andrea, who got into the podcast because of the shit stories.
So many people message us about
it's
that.
Because
it's unbelievable.
Oh, tina mo, may nag-tweet sa atin sa Twitter.
Twitter. May nag-tweet.
Sabi niya, ang tagal naman ng next Lechica. Oh, told shit, you, man. Bro. Told you. Okay, shout out to people who followed us on Twitter. Red, Melvin, Melat, Aloy. Listening to Lechica by The Hala Hala Show. Thanks for the reco. We'll watch Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai never dies. Last night, by the way, you watched something, right? Last night I watched, I think it was a BuzzFeed video mm-hmm. where they got the cast back and we're asking questions about season 3.
That's cool.
I'm so excited for season 3, man. Like, I cannot wait, man. Fuck.
Also, shout out to the Masquerade podcast, Zark. Listening to poop stories, thought you were going to do your shit in the trash can. But that was a cool story. Aww. How did Cody Rice and Bugs Tutanis, Lenica, who else? That's it. Yeah.
On Instagram, Mav Paskey, Big Muffin, double underscore. DJ Tom Alvarez followed us on Hala Hala Show.
Us?
Bro.
Are we little old podcast?
DJ Tom Alvarez.
Who is, Dr. if you guys don't Love, know, man. If you guys listen closely, he is the voice of Eat Bulaga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, he's our DJ here
and
at RX.
He's Beast. A legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
To Japameme69, to Maro N. Guerra. Maro N. Guerra. Zaira Tiffany, J.M. Agoncillo. Jar Boleds, Senorita.Angela, Pandesalva. I'm a transponster. Paula Carmela, Arch KD, Egray Art, Camille Semila, I think. And Dodge Carpio. A lot of people commented on our post as well, especially from the 300 million receipt. Recibo.
Follow us on TikTok. We post our audiograms there too.
I'm a transponsor. Said sarap ng tawa niyo, like the snorting. Oh, you know what? People were surprised at the picture that we have here. Parang tangkad mo daw.
So, no, I think that was just edited.
I think you were leaning in.
Like, you were leaning.
I was leaning in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said you were 6'4", bro.
Can you imagine?
Also, by the way, congratulations to us, little pat on the back. We're at 300,000 plus streams.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Oh my goodness, congratulations and thank you everyone.
300,000. Wow. Actually, I haven't told you yet, but we have to upgrade our little hosting platform thing because it can't support the listens now. We have to upgrade to a more expensive plan. A little more expensive.
Whoa.
So congratulations to us. Thank you to everyone who supports
us. Grats.
Grats, bro. yeah, let's, oh, if you listen on any like Apple podcast, if there's a rating system, mm-hmm.
please
rate us.
Please.
Hopefully 5 stars or whatever you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow the podcast as well. You know how you don't have to always search it. You can actually hit the follow or subscribe button.
And then it's
button.
Just going to pop. It'll up. It'll pop up. Yeah.
Also, if you have a chance, please download our episodes. Because sometimes people just stream, which is mm-hmm. great. But if you want to, if you're going on the road or if you're mm-hmm. going on a you can't
if
fly right now.
If
you're commuting, save some data, download it on Wi-Fi.
Yep.
It helps us out a lot as well because it tracks downloads and all that shit.
Also, don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at The Halala Show except on Instagram. And send us an email.
TheHalalaShow@gmail.com. And
thank you to Sunbeams for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah, check out the links in the description box.
Description box. And of course, our special code for that one to get a 10% off, minimum of 1,000 pesos.
Yeah, the
right?
code is also written there. And yeah, just please tell your friends about it because, you know, we don't spend on marketing.
Yeah.
I mean, Rika shared that she boosted a post once, I think, ever. Yeah. which makes it really, for me, really cool that all our listeners, our growth is all organic. Like, it's just people who've discovered us either through friends or just through us.
Yes.
So please tell your friends
Somebody
about
told
us.
Them, you know what? I listened to this one moronic podcast.
Could you imagine if someone new listens and they listen to the first 5 minutes of this fucking podcast?
It was just silent laughing.
I'm thinking like, how are we supposed to draw them in, right? They just come in. They're like, I can't. Oh, I look. Because, you know, we have a description for the podcast. Right? It says, saving Manila from boredom. And it says, oh, we talk about things that are trending. We talk about our lives. But then the first 5 minutes of this one is just talking. It's you laughing about shit.
Mom, don't listen to this podcast, okay?
All right, we got to end this. Extra song. Halala Shay.
Bye.
Stream BTS Army.
Bye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.